Coming up on episode 112 of TritonCast, it's our 2025 UC San Diego baseball season preview. Head coach Eric Newman is back on the show to talk about the season and what we can look forward to on the diamond this spring. Here's a hint. Pay attention to what he's expecting to see from the offense. And with that, welcome to episode 112 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. Whether you found us on your favorite podcast platform or on UCSDTritons.com, thank you for joining us this week. Before we get to this week's Triton Spotlight, let's go around campus. Men's basketball senior Aniwa Tate-Jones was named Big West Player of the Week for the second time in 3 weeks, and the team is ranked fourth in this week's mid-major coaches poll. A lot going on with fencing as Sunny Sharma was named MPSF Fencer of the Week, and freshmen Pia Huber and Catherine Kim were both selected to compete on the senior national team. Julia Haynes from women's tennis continues to see her star rise. She's now ranked 49th nationally in singles action by the ITA. And this week's University Credit Union Athletes of the Week are Aniwa Tate-Jones from men's basketball and Kelly Lung from women's tennis. Congrats to those two. Now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Our conversation on episode 112 is with baseball head coach Eric Newman. He's set to enter his 14th season in the dugout at Triton Ballpark, and as you'll hear, he's clearly excited about the opportunity that lies ahead. With that, here's ESPN's Ted Mendenhall to preview the season with Eric Newman.
Coach, let's just start with obvious. You've finished the four-year transition. How does it feel different this year knowing that UC San Diego now is able to play in the postseason, not only in the conference tournament, but have an opportunity to play in the College World Series?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting, to be honest, Ted. It's exciting. It's something that we talk about now. We talk about with our current team. We talk about with our recruits, and we're really excited about this opportunity this year. So, yes, we are ready to chase that dream for sure.
And and to put some reference to that, we go back a couple of years, 2023, you win the Big West outright. And I know we talked about it going into last year, but like that, honestly, that had to be a little bit of an empty feeling on top of the celebration of winning the conference, right? Knowing that was the end of it. You won it, but you couldn't do anything with it that year.
Yeah, Ted, I think there's a lot of emotions. I think there is some emptiness to it because you don't get to do that. Maybe a little disappointment for sure. At the same time, I mean, it's a heck of an accomplishment. You know, I mean, you're outright Big West champions in the sport of baseball. That means you were one of the top, 25 to 50 teams in the country. Just based on historical recent history and past history, like that puts you in that conversation. So yeah, I think that group, that group probably felt a little cheated by it, but you know what, we're moving on now, right? We're past that. We're on to the now, and we're excited about the opportunity that we have right in front of us with this team.
Yeah, and that's a good transition. And let's talk a little bit about this team. You've got some veterans coming back. You lost a couple of key players, Isaac Martinez, Anthony Ianson. Who are you looking at to step in and take over in those important roles as ace and a closer?
Well, I think the difference between the last 2 years, really, where we had the ace and the closer and maybe multiple aces, even honestly, if you really look at Ferrucci, especially early in the year when it was Ferrucci and Ianson and Dahlquist and then Martinez, I mean, you felt like going into any series that the strength of the pitching staff was going to hold us, in just about every game. I still feel just as good about the strength of our pitching staff. The difference being, it feels like we are really deep. We just are also very inexperienced. when you look at, when I look at our group, I still expect Matthew Dahlquist to be an exceptional part of this pitching staff. He's going to be another year removed from his surgery. His freshman year, he was the Friday guy, you know, before the injury. He had earned that over even Ryan and some of the other arms that we had. Michael Mitchell, who was outstanding in 23. Dahlquist had earned that role, and he looks to be every bit as good in that space as he was as a freshman, and the stuff is better. I think Spencer Sid has really, really made a move. He has really, really made a move and pushed himself into the conversation as a weekend starter. Then after that, I'm smiling because I just watched a scrimmage, you know, the last 3 days, and I can't wait for you and the rest of the Triton fans to see the stable of guys that are going to come out and pitch, and I think go, man, this team's going to be just fine. Now, yeah, you lose Anthony, you lose Isaac. Those guys, you never want to lose those guys, but this is a great challenge and opportunity for guys who might not have gotten those same innings, but that are plenty capable to make their mark.
Yeah, and the other part to that, I guess, would be the catcher. How big is that you have Emmy Gonzalez back for another year behind the dish?
A huge, huge, huge lift for us. And just a huge lift to have his personality, his leadership, his experience back there. He's come back. When you see him, you barely recognize him. He's gained like 25 pounds. He's a man on a mission. And so it's been really cool to see him, really attack it that way. It's been great to have Emmy back. He's a bona fide leader, and, you know, he expects some big things from himself, and we expect some big things from him this year.
Couple other key guys coming back. Nick Costello really took a big step up last year as a regular, and a guy that you were high on that you mentioned to me last year, Michael Crossland, seems to really have just solidified himself in the outfield.
Yeah, I think with Costello, Crossland, Anthony Potestio, who is the sneaky guy that you go, oh, look at that. This guy led our team. He led us in hitting last year, right? And went out to the Northwoods League and like hit 330 in a really, really competitive league. So you talk about those with Emmy, Costello, Crossland, and Potestio all coming back. Those four spots feel really good about, really, really good about. And the additions of some of the new guys, this is a very physical, very exciting group to watch offensively. I have said this in multiple meetings or conversations with people. You know, this offense is currently the best offense that we have ever had.
Wow.
And so we'll see, right? We got to go do it. I feel very confident in this group offensively.
Yeah, that's quite a statement coming from you, because you've had some pretty darn good offenses in the past. I want to focus now on the schedule. So opening up on Valentine's Day, on the road at Pacific, first home game, February 18th against San Diego State. You've got the home and home with San Diego State and USD again, and hosting the Tony Gwynn legacy. Let's just start off there. How cool is it to be a part of that and being one of the host schools for the legacy tournament?
Yeah, I mean, what a testament to Tony. You know, he was he was Mr. Padre. He's San Diego baseball, right? I mean, there's no one that you'd want to honor more, you know, in San Diego baseball than Tony Gwynn. So we're really honored to be a part of it. as a former Padre, you know, draft and farmhand, you know, I got to be around him. And so, you know, it's just a really cool opportunity for us to join in with that. Great teams that we're going to be playing, challenging schedule, really good baseball for people to come out and watch. So yeah, it's a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, just for the record, in that one, UCSD will be playing Pepperdine, California Baptist, and Utah. Another one that's got to be special to you is in early March, March 4th and 5th, going back to your alma mater at Texas Tech. There's got to be a story behind that. How did that come together?
Yeah, it was really fun. You're right. It is going to be fun for me to head back to Lubbock and see, you know, compete there. And Coach Tadlock actually was played the year before I was there at Tech. So he and I have known each other from when he was at Grayson Community College and I was at Dallas Baptist, and then he was at Oklahoma when I was at Nebraska. We were both assistants. So we have known each other and crossed paths for a really long time. So when the opportunity came up and when we saw the opening and he had reached out, I reached out back out and said, hey, let's see if we can make this work. And it was a lot of fun to have that opportunity, and can't wait to take the guys to Spanky's and have them try some fried cheese and fried okra.
Yeah, congratulations on that. That's awesome. Another congratulations for you is you know, you're going into your 14th season, and August 17th, 2024, former Triton Shea Whitcomb gets the call to the big leagues. First at bat, gets his first big league hit off of Chris Flexen. I remember I texted you and asked if you were watching, and you were. First of all, talk about that moment, and then Houston came to San Diego, and you got to see him in person. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it's hard to describe. You know, it's really hard to describe what a cool moment it is to see someone who, you know, when you saw him at 16 years old and recruited them, and you remember what they were like as a 16-year-old, and then you see them, you know, on that stage and perform. I was just so happy for Shea, for his mom and dad, their family. They're just incredible. They're great people. And Shea has had to battle his way, you know, from you know, the COVID draft to, you know, every level. He's kind of had to prove it every single time. You keep thinking to yourself, why isn't this guy moving up? He just hit 25 home runs. How's this guy not getting called up? He just hit 35 home runs. And yet each time out, he just keeps going out and doing it. So it's really cool to see him on that stage, having all the alumni. We had probably I don't remember how many people we had. There was close to 30 people there in San Diego on that first game, just to cheer him on and get a picture with him. And it was a lot of fun, man. Just really happy for him. Just saw him actually a couple days ago at alumni weekend. He's going to come out to the ballpark later this week, I think maybe tomorrow, and get some work in. So then he heads out. So we're big Shea Whitcomb fans, and just, you know, love to see him get rewarded.
Yeah, and take us back 4 years ago. You mentioned he was drafted during that COVID time, so the draft gets shortened to 5 rounds, and you had 2 different speeches ready for him, because this is when the transition to D1 was happening. Go back in and retell that story.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like, and it was only a 5-round draft, and you never knew, you just didn't know how it was going to go out. And for those that don't know, he was the last player taken in that draft. He was the last player taken in the 5th round. And as the rounds kept going, I was just thinking about, you know, what am I going to say to him? You know, what am I going to say to Shea if it doesn't go that way, or if it does? And then, so I don't totally remember what both speeches were, but I remember one was, hey, come lead us into the Big West and take that first year and go prove to everybody what you're capable of. And then the other one was, congratulations, you know, we're really happy for you. This is awesome. You know, highest position player draft in the program's history. And, you know, either way, it worked out. I'm glad it worked out the way that it did.
Well, Coach, congratulations on all the success. And it feels like it's just scratching the surface. So there's a lot more big things to come. Invite everybody to come out to Triton Ballpark on February 18th, 6 o'clock against San Diego State. I'm really looking forward to it. I know you are as well. And look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. And on that San Diego State game, Coach... Our men's water polo coach, Ush, I don't know how to say his real name. So, there you go. Coach Ush is coming out, throwing out the first pitch, and we're going to honor him for his bronze medal. So hopefully from the Olympics, hopefully we'll get a lot of water polo alums out there to support him, and then a lot of people out to the ballpark on that home opener.
Yeah, and everybody thinks they can throw a baseball until they have to throw out the first pitch. So we'll see right. if Coach Usha can get it done.
I got faith in him.
All right, Coach. We'll appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Ted. Talk to you soon.
The Tritons begin their season this weekend with a 3-game series at Pacific. UC San Diego's home opener will take place Tuesday night when the Tritons welcome San Diego State to Triton Ballpark. They'll also host the Tony Gwynn Legacy beginning February 21st. For tickets, visit ucsdtritons.com/tickets. Be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcasting platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of TritonCast premiere on Wednesdays. Well, thank you for listening this week. And don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you get your pods. And a reminder, you can listen to any of our 112 episodes anytime on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast. And if you have a suggestion for a future guest, you can send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.